If he goes, Tennessee, get him! Got him! Dead center!
That's Jed Sloan, Tennessee Jed. Deadliest man with a rifle ever to ride the Western Plains. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by the bakers of enriched tip-top bread. Nick Dalton plans to renew the war between the states and take over the government. So, by clever lying, he provokes a group of Del Rio men to attack federal troops coming from San Antonio as replacements for those killed in his recent raid on Camp Hudson. Tennessee and Snake attempt to capture Dalton before the battle takes place and fail. Then Cookstove, Sheriff Tate, and Jose meet up with what they believe to be the Del Rio advance guard, only to learn too late the group is headed by Dalton himself, and they wind up with hangman's nooses around their necks.
You've seen men hanged before, Cookstove. A good slap starts your horses running, leaving you three swinging in the breeze.
I ain't scared of dying, Dalton, but I'm sure entitled to last word.
Talk fast, then, because you're going to hang before the Del Rio rear guard shows up.
Maybe so, Dalton, but leaving us swinging till them Del Rio boys shows up ain't gonna help your cause one frazzling bit.
Wrong, Cookstove. They'll attribute your hanging to their enemies. Then, no power on earth can keep them from attacking federal troops coming from San Antone.
You can't last long, Dalton. Criminals, what makes a mistake of hanging a full-fledged sheriff is gone godly.
But the Del Rio rear guard, Sheriff, will swear you were hanged by their enemies, and there'll be no stopping them from wiping out federal troops.
Truth will always come out, Dalton. Don't you ever forget that.
But this time, too late, Sheriff. The minute this is over, I'm heading for Shreveport to make sure federal troops are sent into Texas to put down the uprising here.
Don't draw me no pictures, Dalton. You figure sending troops to Texas won't leave enough force to keep down rioting what you'll start in Louisiana.
Exactly, Cookstove. So you might say, everything ties together. Once the war is on again in full force, I take over the government. And hanging you is the first step in getting the war started.
Well, you best make haste then, Dalton, or you'll miss your chance.
Enough of this. With only a rope around your neck to hold you, Cookstove, one word from me, and you all swing in the breeze.
Yes, indeed. One word from Nick Dalton and Cookstove, Sheriff Tate and Jose will hang. We'll hear Dalton give that command in just 1 minute. Let's say you and a pal have just come home from school to beat out the old homework together. You're just about to pitch in when you realize you're hungry. Partner, that's time for Tip Top. Spread with jelly or peanut butter, for instance. And for two reasons. First, this better bread that brings you Tennessee Jed has something no other bread has that makes it smoother, more delicious, more fun to eat every time. And second, creamy, smooth, tip-top bread at every meal helps give you energy you need to keep feeling tip-top for studies and sports all day long. Try a slice and see if enriched tip-top isn't truly today's better bread. Your bread from now on. Look for the red star end wrapper for tip-top today. A stark and terrifying drama takes place beneath the limbs of the cottonwood tree from which Nick Dalton is ready to hang Cookstove, Sheriff Tate, and Jose. Listen.
All right, men. When I give the word, yank on those ropes. Chase the horses from under Cookstove, Sheriff Tate, and Jose. Now. It's Tennessee's Yodel.
He's cut Cookstove's rope with his rifle.
Jose, he cut Jose down too.
He cut them all down. Take no chances with Tennessee's riflemen. Clear out.
Come on,
get it all right.
Whoa, Smokey!
Hold it, hold
get
it.
These ropes loose first, Snake. Forget about Dalton.
Thank the stars, Jose is still breathing, Tennessee.
So's Cookstove, but kind of weak. How about Sheriff Tate?
All right now. The rope's off.
One time, we's almost too late, Snake.
Don't say that, son. When I saw them three yanked into midair, I thought they was goners.
Looks like Jose's coming around first.
Yeah. That there's one tough Mexicano.
See, in old Mexico, there is no man so tough than Jose Rosita, or Texas, too. I never miss.
Yeah, Jose, but supposing Tennessee had a mist hitting that rope round your neck.
Plain Snake, please. Señor Tennessee, he is like Jose, and like Jose, he never miss, too.
Leastways, that's no hogwash, Jose. I never seen shooting like that in all my born days.
Snake, some folks might call it luck, but I say the Lord was doing the sighting that time.
See, Tennessee, but you pulled the trigger, no?
Gents, parting them ropes and them swinging was a plumb miracle. Luck just ain't the word for it. Miracles only the Lord can perform. How's Sheriff Tate?
He's coming round, Tennessee. How about Cookstove?
Breathing stronger now. We didn't get the rope off in his neck a minute too soon.
Like the Señor Dalton say, Jose make the beautiful decoration for the rope. But this time, Jose do not wish to look pretty.
Oh, howdy, St. Peter. You know, you look just like Tennessee.
It is Tennessee, Sheriff.
Huh? Well, doggone, Snake. What you and Tennessee doing up here in heaven?
You ain't dead, Sheriff, but you come mighty close.
You mean I ain't dead?
No, Sheriff. The Lord saw fit to spare your life.
Well, I sure am grateful, Tennessee. Because I still got a whole term to serve out as a full-fledged sheriff.
Tennessee, son. That you?
Yeah, Cookstove. Me and Snake.
How come you showed up when you did?
The Lord willed it so, Cookstove. When Dalton gave me and Snake the slip, we figured best thing was catch up with you.
Give you the slip? You mean he's gone again?
Couldn't be helped, Cookstove. We had to get them ropes off in your necks.
You shouldn't have bothered about us. Now Dalton's on his way to Louisiana, Shreveport.
What's that you said?
He's gone to Shreveport to spread word about fighting here in Texas between Del Rio boys and them federal troops.
They ain't tangled yet, have they?
They will by the time Dalton hits Shreveport. They's due by here any minute.
So that's his plan. To send federal troops into Texas from Shreveport. So there'll be no armed forces to stop him when he starts riots in Louisiana.
That's his plan, Tennessee. Lest we can catch him before he gets there.
No, Cookstove. Thing for us to do is make a liar out of Dalton by keeping them Del Rio boys from battling federal troops.
So?
We stays right here and waits for the rear guard to show up.
Huh? How come?
Cause, Cookstove, talking them out of fighting is a heap more important right now than catching Nick Dalton.
I figure that it's high time for us to be a-haltin'. Stopping fighting means much more than catching old Nick Dalton.
Will Tennessee be able to talk the Del Rio group out of fighting and avert a head-on battle with federal troops? We'll see in just 60 seconds. you'll know by the stars it's tip-top, the better bread that brings you Tennessee Jed. See for yourself how much better tip-top bread is by trying a slice just plain with butter. That's a real test. See how sweet and fresh it smells, how smooth it feels, how delicious it tastes without any other spread. And you'll say tip-top bread is the keenest you ever touched to your tongue. Yes, sir. Folks say that eating tip-top is like eating fresh homemade bread. That's because tip-top is baked in a special way that's like the way our grandmothers made bread. Enjoy tip-top 3 meals a day to help you keep feeling really tip-top. It's vitamin-enriched, remember? And you'll find tip-top bread in the wrapper with the stars. Tennessee has only a short wait, for even now the Del Rio rear guard is approaching the spot where Cookstove, the sheriff, and Jose came so close to death.
Here come the rest of them Del Rio boys.
And quite an army, Tennessee.
And please, fellas, this time let me do the talking. Howdy, gents.
How many? Oh!
Howdy, sir.
Whom so? How about the honor of addressing?
They calls me Tennessee.
How do you do? Anthony Devereaux, former major, Charleston Brigade, Confederate Army.
But you're kind of forgetting, ain't you, Major? War is over.
Are you friend or foe?
Friend of the United States, Major. And foe to all what plots against her.
Union blue or Confederate gray?
Lucky, Major. Nick Dalton's done took advantage of your sticking to your beliefs by lying to you about this here Camp Hudson business.
Nick Dalton? He's a stranger to me, sir.
He's too slick for showing himself open like, Major. But he's lied to your bunch. Just so's they'd get riled enough to battle them federal troops coming from San Antone.
Federal troops can mean but one thing, Tennessee. To put this country under military rule.
Believe me, Major, Dalton's lying. He just wants to start another war so as he can take over the government.
Just why are you so anxious to halt my men, Tennessee?
Because one battle's gonna bring more troops from Louisiana, Major, which'll clear the way for Dalton to start more trouble there.
I don't see it that way, Tennessee. You're just trying to stall until federal troops have put this country under military rule. You and your friends may consider yourselves my prisoners.
Now, wait a minute, Major.
I wouldn't try anything foolish, Tennessee. My men are well armed.
You don't have to tell me what I can see plain as day, Major Devereaux.
Besides, they're excellent marksmen. And since it's apparent you're an enemy to their cause, they'll welcome the chance to deal with you after the federal forces are wiped out.
Uh-oh. Instead of winning over Major Devereaux, Tennessee is made a prisoner to be dealt with after the first battle of another war between the states. This is Layman Cameron, gang, asking you to be sure to listen again tomorrow at this same time to the next exciting chapter in the thrilling adventures of... Tennessee Jed. The stars say it's better bread. Look for the star end wrapper for more delicious and rich tip-top bread today.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.